1998 Salt Lake Sandstone Symposium presents Session 171, a video, Mormon Science Theater 3000, with critics Matthew Rickman and Sam Cannon.
Where's the mic? I'm loud enough.
Do we need a mic?
Ah, okay. Thanks for waiting. You guys made the roads. You tore them all up, is what you did. And so, when we got on them, they weren't there. When I lived here like 2 years ago, and there was a Interstate 15 was what was there. It was, you would get on it, and you'd go places, and there were exits on this freeway.
Those were the days.
You would get off on these exits, and you'd be near wherever you needed to be. It's not there anymore. Like, it's not, I mean, there are, like, bits of it. Like, it's, like, you go, like, tourists would go to see it. Like, it's the Roman, the ruins or whatever. Like, see, ancient Interstate 15, you know? Ancient Utah speaks, you know, stuff like that. So, please excuse the wait. My name is Matt Workman, and my job right now, I work for Skippy from Family Ties. Do you remember? No, that's not a joke. That's for real. What? Family Ties was a television program. You remember that Michael J. Fox, that cute little Canadian guy? Oh, well, I didn't expect you to know who he was. But he was kind of the star of this show. And Skippy was like the nerdy next-door neighbor. He was in love with Mallory. And now he tells me to make copies and stuff like that, is what happens. So, I thought I'd tell you that. What did I do for Skippy? Just whatever he says. Like, he just says, go take this to some guy's house. And it's never been anything illegal. Like, you know, it's not like bad thing. But, but Skippy, if Skippy ever asks any of you to work for him, don't work for Skippy. Because he's not a good boss. He doesn't build you up if you're an employee. He tears you down.
Well, are there any friends of Skippy?
Yeah, is there any friends of Skippy? I'm torn. Look at me. I'm a shell of the man I was before I began working for Skippy. So, wow. You all showed up to this thing. Is Eugene England on right now? Brian, is Eugene England on right now? Oh, yeah. No. I was just wondering because in the preliminary program, it says that Eugene England's on at the same time. Like, oh, screw
we're
that. Yeah, no one's going
to
show up to this thing now. He's on now. And you guys are coming to this instead. You couldn't get in. I love you. All right. Those of you who read the program, rather than just look for the most empty room, know the title of this program is called Mormon Science Theater 3000, which is based upon a TV show that used to be on Comedy Central, now it's on Sci-Fi Channel, thank you, called Mystery Science Theater 3000. They show cheesy old movies and then they yell things at the movie. And the idea is the things they yell are supposed to be funny. And then we laugh at them. If any of you were looking for a serious academic discussion of the pros and cons of the church multimedia audiovisual program, I'm sorry. We're not going to do it. Oh, and how many people have, like, we did this last year. How many people were here for last year? Do we have any repeat guests? Wow. How many people, this is an even more rarefied group, how many people in March saw us do this in California? In March, stand up. And anyone that was here in March, I want you to stand up. No, you. I'm serious. Stand up. Anybody else. Stay. No, stay up. No, stay. This is important. You'll thank me. All right, you and you.
Yeah.
Anybody else? This is the last call. All right.
Are we not allowed to tell them how it went in March?
No. Just, all right.
Ooh. Hush money.
Sorry, man. Sorry. I thought that you
I did not deliver blind love. So now you've hung your pan again for blind. You shouldn't have to pay twice. We lost the movie last time, so we had to improv some things. And so it didn't happen. And so that this is money back comedy. This is guaranteed. Yeah. So. But the movies are here today. So we didn't blow it. Our first feature today. There's not a remote for this TV, is there? No. No. It's a little old. Okay, then we'll manually do things.
Let's see what we.
It makes noise at least, so that's good. Our first feature today is called Blind Love. And the description, Xerox from the back of the box of the Westwood Library thing, describes blind love as the following. Set in the 1940s, so it's a period piece. Set in the 1940s, a blind man and a homely woman marry, fall in love and marry. Emily, the woman... considers herself very unattractive and is afraid her husband will be disappointed when he sees her after his cornea transplant. So that is that's the premise for Blind Love. I'm not, all right? Somebody in the church office building wrote that. This isn't mine. I can't check. I almost forgot. With me, on my left, this publisher of Grid Magazine, former editor of Student Review, my closest friend and wife of 30 years, Sam Cannon. Sam? And, I should shut up and just start doing this, but I'm still winding down from that car trip. That was the most terrible thing that's ever happened to me. Was that? But if you want to, just a little preview into the... When I was looking for Blind Love on the videotape, because they put, I don't know, they have like five or six on there. I've already found what next year's feature is going to be. So write this down if you guys have like the Super Franklins, you know, that go to like next year or whenever, whenever that is. Next year's going to be called Run Dick, Run Jane. it's on right ahead of Blind Love. And it says, shows regular exercise can combat heart disease. and it was funded by the church as well as the National Jogging Federation out of Washington, D.C. So, but we're not going to do that. I shouldn't get you excited for that. But
should we mic the TV or us?
Should we? I don't know.
You.
Us. We're going to mic us. And if there's a problem with the TV... it's your responsibility to fix it. It is. First off, with your saying hell, there's a lightning storm when we came in. You get, like, nervous. I mean, don't get me wrong, this is all on the line. But if there's, like, a lightning storm, you're headed towards Sunstone. There's that party that's like, I shouldn't go inside.
Okay, but if the volume, we're going to be playing with the volume here. Because we don't have a lot of tech support. So. Okay. Yes. Don't look yet. We're not doing comedy yet. This isn't the funny part.
We'll be there.
This shirt I got from this guy whose house burned down, and the people in his ward gave him. Oh, that's bad. The people in his ward gave him lots of free clothes, and he didn't want this shirt.
Is it turned up? Jack up the volume.
You might get the lights.
Yeah, do we get some lights? Do we have lights?
Oh,
wow. We're going to take a second to adjust. Oh, we have a lamp. You guys, thanks.
You shouldn't have.
Thought that lamp was a prop there for a minute. Boy, was I going to be embarrassed.
Make sure the volume's all of it.
Got some volume happening. Is this professional or what?
Yeah.
This is like a road show. You and me later. I'm gonna talk.
All right.
Blonde Love.
The Enid Green and Joe Bald story. Actually, let's move out that way. There's nothing funny about the opening credits, so just... I had this terrible dream. I was married to this homely... Ah! No, but you bought me that sofa, so... Kinda evens out.
Unless you have, like, not level two.
Good morning, Michael. Emily. All ready for the big day?
I've been ready for this day for 17 years.
What, so it's your wedding night?
I'm going to give you another shot.
Dopier, grumpier, sneezier.
I feel like a 9-year-old kid on Christmas Eve.
Well, you look like an unemployed actor.
I'll be waving.
I'm blind, not deaf. Oh, so that's what you've been waiting for 17 years. But your ad said in about an hour.
Everything is going to be fine. I know. It's just
that harpsichord keeps playing in my head.
You know what I mean, Dr. Parker? He's always talking about how beautiful I am.
He'll get over it.
He only sees what he wants to.
Well, actually, he can't see anything. That's why he's here.
I
think he sees what's important.
Now, if you'll pardon me, I've got a 4:00 tea time. And I've just given away the premise for the entire movie. Homely, I'm homely at my home now. My husband's gonna see soon. What's that music? I thought this was supposed to be the 40s. No, it's the 20s.
Oh, hi.
I'll ask the questions around here. What, are you writing a book?
Pretty excited.
Excited, but homely.
Taking a nap. I told her a story she went right to sleep.
Not that story about the man from Nantucket.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Dirty, rotten little pipsqueak of a busybody asking me questions, looking through my sock drawer, telling me jokes about...
I think this whole thing is so exciting, don't you?
Weren't you just leaving?
Of course you do.
Yeah, just wait till you get acne, kid. Then you'll see what exciting is. No guys calling, staying at home on Friday, watching Deep Space Nine.
Of course I do.
Oh, look who got into Mommy's Prozac.
Thank you.
my house. He said, I'm going to move out, 'cause I'm homely.
To be in love with a young Orville Redenbacher. There's a joke about East Germany here, but we're not going to tell it. No, now I'm going blind. Oh, Rochelle, Rochelle, your hands are so cold. Could you please warm them for me? Gee, why do they always cut the best parts out of the varsity? This time I decided to go inside the theater.
Especially when Larry's taking me to see Kitty Foyle tomorrow night. You want to come along?
No, thanks.
Well, I could ask him to bring along a friend. One of the guys he works
with. Huh? Employed?
Yeah, of course. He didn't stay behind until he saw me.
Oh, Emily. You exaggerate too much.
I'm no more than twice as good looking as you.
No, thanks. I don't think so.
And your harpsichord.
So nice to have you home with us for an evening again, Emily.
Yeah, I am.
Seems you hardly see you these days.
Well, with the restraining order and all.
I gotta pick up Susan in 10 minutes.
Susan, I thought you were going with Gloria.
Vanderbilt?
Last night, Pop. And guys gotta have a little variety, you know.
We had a letter from Denny today, and they're so excited they're moving to a larger place. She sent a picture of the baby.
In the larger place.
Does our hearts proud to see that girl so happy.
And in a larger place.
Well, gotta go.
Knock 'em dead, Romeo.
I hate to run him, but time's a-wasting.
Hey, Emily, you ever could see her get in a larger place? Oldest trick in the book.
I hope it's not broken or anything. I'm usually so clumsy about these things.
Down in front! The newsreel! Hey, keep it down!
Don't worry about it.
Hey.
Thanks for picking up.
You're hurting me. I have to go take a cold shower now. Well, son of a gun. Her wind song is staying on my mind. Good morning, Southern Stereotype.
Is Jack Frost from St. Louis is here to see you?
It'll be a few minutes. Mr. Anderson is in a meeting right now.
That's all right. I don't mind waiting.
As
a matter of fact, I don't mind waiting at all. What's your name?
Lenny McDonald.
Oh, McDonald? I knew a McDonald once. It had a farm. First name was Old.
E-I-E-I-O. That's nice. Becky, call security.
You know, this can be a mighty lonely big city for a poor little country boy like myself. You know, Harry James Arms. Well, you do know who Harry James is, don't you?
Don't know what the Palms is.
I don't give up that easy.
I don't give up at all.
Ooh!
How about you, pretty lady?
Would
you like to spend the night on the town with Uncle Jack Brock?
Sorry.
Well, I figured in Manti and all. Well, please, sexually harass me! The food's good.
Chef salad. Chef salad. And what are you going to have to drink?
Oh, a little bit of milk.
Milk?
How about a glass?
excuse me. Do you have the time?
Yeah, it's Dr. Pepper.
It's 1:15.
Thank you. Excuse me again. I hate to bother you, but your voice sounds very familiar to me.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
He does?
Oh, I remember.
I hate you, but I can't remember why.
You bumped into me.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I vowed I'd get my revenge one day.
It's just that you don't very often see...
A blind person at the movies, yes. I go to the movies all the time. Love stories are my favorite.
Especially when they feature that Leo DiCaprio.
My favorite too.
Follower.
I'm Michael Rose.
I'm homely.
Emily Webster.
Nice to know you, Emily.
Let go of my hand.
School where I teach music. Isn't far from here.
You teach music?
Mm-hmm. Cello.
Really?
No, I just made that up.
Students think that they can get away with murder.
But I do most of the killing in the classroom.
Better than most people. Take voices, for instance. I can hear all sorts of things in a person's voice. Like yours.
Mine?
I'd say, you're in your late 20s, early 30s. Gentle. Reserved.
About 3 packs a day.
A little bit shy. Am I right?
I can smell it, too.
Have you always been...
No, pushy.
Only since I was 13. I was working on an engine and a gasoline tank blew up on me. My eyes are still good, but with 2 scarred corneas, about all I can tell is when it's day and when it's night.
Sorry.
Why, did you light the fire?
When you're blind, you learn to see things differently. Like Yuri, since I can't see,
I'm scratching.
I have to find it another way, like through my music or being with people that are kind and gentle.
Homely.
I didn't realize it was getting so late.
Neither did I.
Did I mention I'm blind?
I've enjoyed talking with you, Emily Webster. Do it again.
We haven't even done it once. I'm sorry.
This love montage is brought to you by BYUSA. Reminds you, no dating until you're 16 and then only in groups.
Student review was kicked out of that building.
Thank you.
blind love. Yeah, yeah. Human. Oh, human brains. Ah! No, it's just spaghetti. Blind love. Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, it's the profiler.
No, that's not that guy from the profiler.
I swear that's the guy from the profiler, yeah. Right behind her to the right. Let me show you a little something I learned at the Braille Institute.
If you don't stop that, you'll go blind. Ooh, ow, ow. Ooh, toes, honey, toes, ow. Not funny. Those are my toes. Ow, toes.
We're heading into the cake, honey, to the right. The faces of the people she's wronged float up past her.
Hello?
Emily? This is Dr. Parker. Well, I play one on television.
Can you arrange to come and see me in my office sometime soon? I just want to talk to you about something that I think you and Michael will be very interested in.
Amway products. Joe! It's Joe from Phone Call, the bad boyfriend.
Dr. Hoffman is one of the leading experts in the country in this procedure. So I think you can both...
But he's not very nice to his girlfriend.
We're proud that... You are the first patient to have this surgery done at this hospital.
Without dying, we hope.
This is a great opportunity, Michael. Not every blind person gets a chance to see the beauties of this world.
Or your wife.
He's had his operation.
And he's going to find out you got your looks from me.
Don't mind him talk about his daddy and his new eyes and when is daddy coming home?
That's all I can think about.
And when are we going to eat? And
I feel like these sandbags are permanently attached.
Dr. Hoffman...
Well, I wasn't the guy with the crazy glue.
He keeps cautioning me not to expect too much. And he can't guarantee the results.
Did he operate on you, Emily? Because that line's been in this film 12 times already.
Tomorrow I'll be able to see you and Anne and the whole world.
And Benny Hill.
Emily?
Yes.
I want to see you.
In Lederhosen.
Or anything else. Why the tears?
Oh, allergies.
What is it? I'm just happy.
Emily decides to fill the void in her life with stuff. Shiny, expensive stuff that will make her feel better and look better. Well, maybe not look better, but... Well, perhaps they should have bought the mannequin, too. Now, for the first time in her life, Emily applies makeup.
That harpsichord again?
Ah.
It's the thing about the mom's looks.
I'm fine. You know they're going to take off Daddy's bandages this morning.
Good. Can we go see him?
Well, maybe you can go this afternoon.
Mommy's going to pack her bags.
Mommy, you look pretty.
Pretty ugly.
We're going to close the curtains, Michael, because at first your eyes are going to be very, very sensitive to light.
And how homely your wife is.
Emily?
I'm here. I'm right here. We'll be able to see right away.
It's over, Emily.
I'll take your bandages off now. Just relax, and don't open your eyes until I tell you to.
Okay, now. Now. How could a boyfriend so cruel turn into a doctor so professional? So you see that one coming, huh? It pays off, trust me.
I'm gonna wash your eyes now. You may have difficulty opening your eyes at first. You have a little spasm on the eyelids. Just try to relax, and I'll help you.
On the left. All right,
Michael,
I want you to open your eyes
yourself.
Doing. He's alive!
Kind of
now that's just how your wife looks. That was some operation, huh? Doctor, get my lawyer on the phone. In a very non-specific way. Well, it could be the Percocet talking. You're killing the moment, Emily. You're killing the moment.
I love you.
Kind of. After finding blind love, Michael and Emily enjoy hunting for brine shrimp in one of our country's most polluted lakes. Now open wide. Reed Smoot's name is coming up on the credits soon, so be ready for it. Reed! Smoot, 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 Smoot! Who'd have thunk that, huh?
The doctor, the good doctor.
He's the same guy smacking Becky around in the phone call. So don't go to him. he's no good. But while we're changing films, you should know, and this is, or maybe I should know where it is, that this Second Coming is really soon. Because I came home from work when I was working for Skippy, and there was a message on my machine answering, or I guess it's not. It's like a computer that the phone comes in. I don't have the machine, but you understand. And so and it was just, apparently I'm on a mailing list, or I did something, or bought something, or went somewhere that put me on a database that says, like, that I'm single and desperate. And so, this lady on the answering machine, that's the phone company, was saying, we have some exciting singles opportunities for you. And then she, I can sign up. And they said, they'll send you out with a woman a week. You're going to meet a new woman every week, which is the formula for success. I've been to BYU, that doesn't work. But then they tell you, or they told me, they told me, not you, that for every guy in this club, or whatever, 50 women. 50 women for every guy. Now, the Second Coming thing is, I believe in Revelation. I'm a little weak scripturally, so, a little slack. There's this, and maybe somebody can tell me, the seven women, the one guy thing. Where's that? Who? You don't? What? All right, we'll quote the musicals later. We'll do it on the roof. Isaiah, is it? Okay. Well, or in Second Nephi or early church history. But, so, the point being that Isaiah was saying it's going to be like 7 to 1. The lady on the phone says we're already 50 to 1.
Exponentiality.
Bingo. So I'm saying get your personal affairs in order. If you like tithing payers, get that up to date. I think we're cashing in the receipts here. We're done. Don't worry about your filing status for next year for taxes, because we're going up. You want to intro Johnny Lingo? You want to talk about tell the people? You guys know about Johnny Lingo?
We all know Johnny Lingo.
It's a rather obscure church, but not many people do. Blind Love, that's a classic. Everybody knows. Oh, right, first off, do we have any church media people here?
I used to work freelance.
You used to work freelance for them. What have you done? Last year, we had the phone call up here, and we were having a little bit of fun at the phone call expense. And then the guy's like, when I wrote that script. The guy that wrote the script was there. We were making fun of Reed Smoot. Whoops. Reed Smoot was not there. Reed Smoot was you thought he was there.
I know
he wasn't. He was making a Suzanne Summers made for TV movie. But his friend was there. So is Reed Smoot here? Or did he send another spy? Oh, you and me later. But. Monticelli to be your bishop?
Close
John
enough.
Quinn? What's his? Did people walk up to him and he's like, Muhammad, you ugly? not a good bishop. A great actor.
Maybe
not the best position. Okay. But I think, you know, actors, just the abilities to be an actor aren't necessarily the same abilities that'll make a good bishop. If you walk out of here with anything, let it be that lesson. Right?
Let's roll.
We're going to roll, because I think we've killed enough time. And yes, ma'am. How's the volume? How's the sound, man? Good? Is it working for you? Is it too loud for you? Are you having a problem? We can sit you in the back.
It's right here.
He just wrote it all down. Okay. So, in any questions? This is supposed to be.
No, don't open that can of worms.
So, all right. What? Yeah.
I thought what this film was about, for those who don't know.
Sam's going to do that.
Oh,
Sam was trying to weasel out of it. Sam's going to do it. Talk about the film, Sam.
Well, when I was on a mission in Tahiti, this movie is it's kind of a church classic for whatever reason, probably for the same reason that we're going to be slaughtering it. But it's about is there a moral to it, really?
Well, it's about this guy who buys women with livestock.
Well, that's how
he goes. He goes in, like, there's some woman, he's got a bunch of livestock, and he's like, what do you say? And so,
well, it's a one-time deal, though, because that's how they get their wife.
You can't keep doing that. You get one.
One shot at it, and proportionally, it's supposed to be the number of cows is directly proportional to the attractiveness of your bride. So, depending on how many cows you have to give, happy you'll be from that your life, presumably.
Dowry. There's not really the issue of a dowry in this film, although personal attractiveness appears to be a theme of this session. Although it was not intended to be so. And we understand, like, both these films are, like horribly sexist and not just, so, you know. Back off.
That's a given.
We didn't make them. We're just having fun. So, yeah, Reed Smoot. Blame Reed Smoot. He's not here. We're going to, if you'd like a map to get to Reed Smoot's house, we've got some.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know that I want to. It's not a desire. I'm pretty ambivalent.
Does it have to go to the end? Or can you just flip it over?
I'm going to flip it over. Is that all right? Can we get a vote on that? We're going to flip it over? All in favor, please manifest by the manifest of the sign.
In showbiz, they'd say, we have speed.
I've moved to L.A., so somebody taught me that. When they're going, they go,
we have speed.
And then the actors begin doing whatever.
Something else in L.A.
What? But then, it also means that you have methamphetamine, but that's... All right, are we ready? Or should we just stand here? It should be cute. If it's not cute, it's Sam's fault.
Okay, what?
Channel 3. Oh, good. All right, it's ruined.
Welcome to Melaleuca Country. We got that from a billboard by the airport. The plane! The plane! It's a very strong union. They shut down Beehive Book for a month.
Johnny Nemo.
Dun 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 dun. Also featuring the entire Tongan 34th Ward. Johnny Ringo must tell others. Johnny Ringo. So
So the point here is, this guy's running to get somewhere.
Now, these dresses can't be garment friendly.
Ah, Pepperidge Farm!
Yes, Mr. Harris. I don't pay you to stand around gossiping. There's goods to be unpacked.
I pay you to hustle drugs!
Oh, well, he comes often when he's through trading. But not to bargain for a wife. Johnny Lingo will ask Smokey for his daughter. Well, it's time. The girls in the village flutter like birds when he passes.
Stanley's been home from his mission for over a year.
You mean the little shadow who comes in once in a while for a spool of thread?
That's the one. She has a face like a stone, and she looks as though she missed too many meals.
No, wait, he's marrying Kate Moss?
She's not young either. She's maybe 19 or even 20. Mookie long ago gave up hope of finding a husband for her.
Why would Johnny Lingo take himself such a wife when he could have any girl on the island?
Well, he's gay.
None shrewder. And they whisper it is because he can get her for nothing. I can't believe he'd take a wife like Mahana just to save himself a few cows.
I only know what they're saying.
Well, it's none of our business anyway who Johnny Mingo marries.
But it sure helps the exposition.
She's waited a long time for it. Would you like me to tell her this here?
Chulo, you're the conniving scoundrel. You know very well she'll be at the bargaining.
Why, sir, I had not thought.
Oh, come now, Chulo. That's exactly where you want to be. Well, I don't suppose you'll be any good to me until a matter of pride for Johnny Lingo settles.
Stupid union contracts.
You may go.
Thank you, Mr. Harry.
But don't forget to tell Lonnie.
You're my boy, Mr. Harry.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Mahana.
Got into the wife's clothing, you can see.
Where is that girl? She knows today's the bargaining day. Mahana! I beat her. She's as foolish as she is ugly.
Well, you're no Tom Cruise.
He has eyes, hasn't he? But he must think he's getting a bargain. He will get a bargain. He wants a woman to mend his roof, to fix his supper.
Rotate his tires, if you get my drift.
Three-legged cow for her. You do not know what it means to have a homely daughter, Mihai. I'm ready to give him a cow. Just do have him take her off my hands.
I wonder where he's going to find a three-legged cow.
She has no comfort hugging the corners of the hut, speaking only in whispers and never looking at me.
Well, I try not to look at you either, actually.
Look at you. You paid four cows for your wife.
Five.
And she gave
you... Yeah, whatever.
Your investment has been doubled. I see her. Mahana, you ugly.
Ah!
What are you hiding up there for?
Oh, just struggling with my self-esteem, Father.
Mahana, be ready to greet your husband-to-be.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and people like me. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and people like me.
I will not have this. Shall I follow you up there with a stick?
Or a hoagie, or one of those troll dolls? You know, girl stuff.
Johnny Mingo will see what a disobedient daughter you are.
Let me.
Mahana, this is your mother speaking.
You are a very fortunate girl. All the other girls in the village envy you.
You have Spice Girls tickets.
They would change places with you, every one of them. Look, be a good girl. And come down for the bargaining.
Put down the gun.
I hear them. They come.
You can see they got out the nice mats for this one, huh?
This procession brought to you by 30 years of Republican leadership.
Line.
You believe it? That industrious girl is gathering branches to mend the roof of her father's hut. She never stops working. Is that not so, Moke?
Yeah, regular Duracell bunny. Yeah, yeah.
She would not stop even for the bargain and ask that we go ahead without her. Shall we begin?
Let's get ready to rumble!
I seek the father of Mahana.
Oh, he was here a minute ago.
I am Mahana's father.
Does that sound rehearsed?
You want? I wish to take Mahana for my wife. It is hard for a man to give his daughter to another.
But that's not what I heard.
I am prepared to pay. How many cows do you wish for Mahana?
One cow is all he can ask.
One cow.
One cow. I think I left something on the stove.
I will consult with my counselor.
If he asks for two cows, Johnny Lingo will settle for one.
Line.
If he asks for one cow, Johnny Lingo will settle for the horn and the tail. He is the sharpest trader in all the islands.
They'll think I'm crazy.
You are crazy if you do not listen to me. I am your counselor.
I'm a four cow wife myself.
Really? My husband paid five cows for me.
And those were 1965 cows.
Three cows. Three cows is many, but not enough for Mahana. I will pay eight cows.
My dentures!
I will bring them in the morning. Tomorrow night will be the wedding festival. Then Mahana and I will leave.
Whoa. Maybe you should get to know her a little bit. But
is it agreeable?
Cows. That's been fine.
Hello? Did you find Ronnie? I forgot, Mr.
Have you been smoking the crop again?
Here I am doing your job. Get busy. But, Mr. Harris.
What now?
Eight cows, Mr. Harris.
What are you talking about?
Johnny Ling was offered eight cows for Mahana.
Oh, no. You must be mistaken. Why, for two or three cows, a man can buy quite a decent wife on this island.
With change.
Four or five brings a superior one.
But, Mr. Harris,
I heard it myself. Eight cows. But why?
It can be only two things. Either he is crazy, or he is...
Crazy?
You should have seen Moke. He looked as though a coconut had fallen on him.
Oh, Jeff.
All the while Mahana sat up on a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Harris.
Well, I understand you're getting married.
Yes, Mahana.
You ugly.
I brought you something.
What's this?
Well, it's my hand, but that's not important.
Of a 2-5.
Yes.
Very rare and very valuable.
How do you know?
I worked one summer for a man who came from a school in America to hunt for them.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they're really wily.
Well, I don't know.
What if I told you could hear the ocean in it?
The save it for the captain of a supply ship.
Wait! What do you want for it?
Not very much.
Just a little respect when I come home.
For Mahana.
A gift for Mahana.
Yes.
Let's see. A comb, a bracelet.
How about one of those troll dolls?
Mirror. No. Let's see.
Nope, no mirrors.
There's some right here. How's that one?
Not like this. I want a nice one with a handle. Gold. Carved with birds and flowers.
Oh, then you should be registering down to the ZCMI.
Do you have any idea what a mirror like that would cost? Why, the shipping alone is costly, you know, and it's preposterous.
And it's costly and...
Gold he wants. Of course, I might be able to order one from the States. It'll take months to get it.
Well, that is fine. Mahana and I will be away visiting many islands.
If you get my drift.
Johnny Ringo, you drive a hard bargain. That's why I can't understand. They say you are paying 8 cows for Mahana.
Oh, they told you.
It's all over the village.
So, they know all about the 8 cows.
They know.
Did I stutter?
Always and forever. When they speak of marriage settlements...
And men who went broke.
...that Johnny Ringo paid 8 cows for Mahana.
I expect. So that's it. He's neither crazy nor blind. He's just vain.
No, you got them all wrong, see?
Ungrateful girl. It was bad enough at the bargaining, but how will it look this morning if you're not there waiting for him when he comes at the cows?
He will not come.
I would not blame him. If he had offered me a cow that gave sour milk, I would have accepted it gratefully.
I really like sour milk.
Did you hear them? They laugh.
Well, he was doing his Carrot Top impersonation. You gotta expect that.
You will see, you will not come.
Not with that attitude, you won't.
Never in the history of our island has a bridegroom changed his mind after the bargaining.
Never in the history of our island has anyone paid 8 cows for a wife. For Mahana.
I will admit it seemed incredible.
No. Mahana has a head filled with straw, but this one...
Looks like you got a wig full of straw there, pal.
Maybe she's right.
You give up too easily, my friend. This morning is not yet over.
It's 11:59.
And I could have been a rich man.
Pardon me.
Mahana! He comes!
That looks like a cow. Somebody got Boxcar Willie out there? What the?
Eight
wonderful cows! Ah, 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 ah. Yeah, can I get a receipt for that, you know, tax reasons? Land shark.
We're sharing.
When in Hawaii, visit the Polynesian Cultural Center. We did. This poi tastes funny. Not in my ear, Johnny. Ow, not in my ear. Johnny Lingo wasn't very fuzzy, was he? It's okay, I killed him. Zippity doo da, zippity.
Evening,
Mogi.
Mr. Harris. I came to congratulate the newlywed.
Oh, man. Johnny Lingo and my Mahana.
Oh, she's yours now, huh? What the? What? Later that next morning? Just Maui'd! Sorry. That wasn't on the script, Matt.
We saw a candle flicker in Johnny's hat late last night.
If you catch my drift.
They've been gone longer than I expected. And that mirror of his has been here gathering dust on my shelves for months. It's a beauty. How do you like that, Juno?
It is beautiful.
But it's not me.
We'll crack the glass.
Maybe I'll pay them a call. You know, Johnny was right about the shelves. It's worth a small fortune. The least I can do is deliver his gift myself.
What's this store for you?
I know how you'll watch it. You'll curl up in the corner and sleep while the children rob the candy jar.
Oh, no, Mr. Harris.
I'll sleep in the other corner. Yeah, that's your line.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Mr. Harris.
I brought the gift you ordered.
Oh, good. Come here.
The Craftmatic adjustable bed?
It's been on my shelf several months.
Good. Let's have a look at it.
Oh, packaging.
It is just as I wished. No other woman on the island will have anything so fine.
No, it's a gift truly fit for an 8-cow wife.
Yes. Excuse me. I will take it in to show Mahana. Mr. Harris brought the gift I ordered.
That was kind of him.
Look.
Oh.
What?
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I wish I had a gift for you.
Your gift to me can be seen by all who look at you.
It's your Lingo Longer tattoo.
Say hello to Mr. Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mahana.
You not ugly.
Will you excuse her?
Excuse her, I will.
I must go to fetch the water.
Johnny, I can't get over it. She's beautiful.
I have loved her ever since we were children. She was always beautiful.
But puberty, you know.
You think 8 cows was too high a price for her?
Oh, no.
Neither does Moki. In fact, he was just here before you came to accuse me of cheating him.
He'll hear from my lawyers.
Is worth 10 cows if she is worth a whole.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't understand. What happened?
It was the cows.
The cows.
Oh, how many times have we heard that?
The future husband meeting with her father to discuss the lowest price for which he can be bought. And later, when the women of the village gather, they boast of what their husbands paid for them.
Look, don't bore me with economics lessons, pal. Just making small talk.
How does she feel, the woman who was sold for 1 or 2? This could not happen to my Mahana.
Well, it almost did, actually. But
Johnny, I misjudged you.
I thought you were gay.
I thought you were thinking only of how important you would look to your friends, giving 8 cows for a wife. I didn't know you wanted to make Mahama happy.
And that you were a complete psychopath.
I wanted her to be an 8-cow woman.
He gets it.
To make a woman beautiful.
It takes money and stuff.
Is what she thinks of herself.
I see. In her father's hut, Mahana believes she was worth nothing.
But in the Pizza Hut.
No, she is worth more than any other woman on the island.
Come, let me explain price gouging to you. Johnny Lingo, the Bill Gates of women. Oh, thanks. I couldn't possibly have carried that all by myself. Ah.
On some cards. Johnny couldn't make the payments, and love don't pay the rent on the grass hut, if you know what I mean. He was leveraged. Johnny was way leveraged. Those shells, there were only 2. He sold them both, he got nothing. So in the end, they were unhappy. And that big, fat bishop of yours, he's got the cows. He's fine, but they can't come back and give. The credit card people, they come after Johnny. That is evil. And remember that, all of you.
This is all in the sequel.
Yeah, this is in the sequel, Johnny Lingo 2, the Lust for Blood. The Deseret Sunday School Union didn't make that one. Somebody else. That was the reorganized church, isn't it? yes, ma'am.
You know, I was totally perplexed about...
We're just screwing around.
What the movie was intended to convey.
Okay. Again, I'd like to make the comment that we didn't make the movie.
I
don't even believe I was born when this film.
Well, what was it meant to teach?
I believe it was if you buy a woman things, she'll get cute. and I would make the reference.
that I've moved to Los Angeles, and they do that there. It works. It's like your face is like all screwed up and stuff. If you have money, and I mean a lot of it, they come in and they put it all wherever it's supposed to be, and you go out and you get like you work on Melrose Place or something like that. So this happens today, but. Cows, we have money now, instead.
This film was made by Mormons to show the Mormons.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
seminary, horrible. Big seminary film.
It was big, but it got, I've spoken to, for some reason, I know a lot of Jewish people in Los Angeles. Imagine that. And they, it got pretty widely seen outside of the church, kind of like the dead guy in the snow.
Cypher
in the snow. The guy, he fell, he died in the snow, is what happened. So, that maybe we'll do that one next year, because that's a good uplifting.
Yeah.
It's
a feel-good hit.
I don't know what kind of questions you'd have. It's life.
You don't get what you pay for. That's the.
You really don't. Caveat emptor. Hey. Is what the Latin people said. Yes, ma'am. Hey. What did somebody pay 8 cows for you? Is that?
No, but you gave me $5.
Yeah,
I gave you
$5 woman here.
I didn't know what kind of a transaction I was making. Sorry. Yes, sir. Wow.
They have a testimony based on this. Oh my gosh.
Do you have an 8 cow testimony?
That's great.
Well, that's, they should come after you for that. Yeah, they're the right thing.
Are they doing better ones these days?
Oh yeah, now they've got a whole movie department, and they
the special effects are better.
The special effects are better. As a matter of fact, the chicks are coming out with a digitally enhanced a couple extra scenes with Johnny Lingo and they'll be coming out extra scenes, the effects are better, the cows are more lifelike. In the beginning, Mahana's more ugly.
If you can believe that.
This is a wonderful time to be alive. And because
my great-great grandma, she's not alive. She couldn't see me. No. The new Star Wars triple cast or whatever? No. We didn't have that. So. Have we used up all the time yet? When does the session actually end? I don't know. What? 15 more
minutes. Well, we'll let you off.
Come on.
Really,
I don't think you need to go compelled to do that.
Yeah.
You sure? Maybe I could just talk to you for a minute. Yes, sir. Okay. And then you next.
I'm a former friend of Sam.
Is this what killed it? Sam, would you like to answer?
Well, I don't know the question.
Freelance work over at the LES Motion Picture Studio.
Yeah.
And one day I got word that they were cleaning out their archives and trashing them all. Like all the old embarrassing films.
Tell me you got up in smoke. Tell me you got that. I will pay anything for that movie.
When I ended up finding it, I found that it was like late 1960s, early 1970s anti-hippie film. And I had a hippie named Turtle who drove a VW bus train.
No, that movie's North Shore, Scott. That's North Shore.
I will do anything to get a copy of that movie, all right? I'm saying anything. I don't care if it costs me my membership. Whatever it takes.
So I got that. I had that hidden away. And then I also ended up with, the director's cut of Morality for You.
The director's cut! What is it happening?
That was always my favorite church film to watch and make fun of.
Because he punches the tree.
Yeah, there's always a lot of good stuff. But my favorite part was always the guy who shouted up against the window and said, I was addicted to pornography.
Stronger than dirt. He's stronger than dirt, my brother.
Yes, there you go. They took that out in subsequent editions. And he's also an employee of the LDS Motion Picture Studio. He just made it all up.
Oh!
So does this version have the do's and the don'ts in it?
And also the voice of the kid inside from the snow. He died in the
kitchen.
That voice that you're hearing from the Cypher is the same one that's making it stronger than
wow. But if... the church made a movie in the 1960s called Up in Smoke. Now, this is before Cheech and Chong totally bit that idea for their own movie. This was the Deseret Sunday School's Up in Smoke. And this is a real movie, and I haven't found a copy of it. And there are some people that live down in San Diego that I lived with when I was on my mission. And they left the church, so I figured, well, they won't want to know anymore. I felt kind of callous. I understand you've lost your testimony, but you still have Up in Smoke. And they, I was going to bring it. They sold it at a garage sale. So, boy, that affected my testimony. But, so if you can, we're going to talk to you later. You're now my, I'd like you.
Well, we used to be friends.
Yes, ma'am.
I actually kind of comment with. I was kind of puzzled by both these movies, how they present these women as being ugly, and they're not really ugly.
Well, the first lady.
How would really ugly women feel upon watching? They're sifting in, like, the douchebag casting dog. Jeanne Garofalo.
Yeah, no, Jeanne Garofalo. Look, I mean, look. You, Mahana.
A very old man.
Yeah. Mahana, I got no problems with. But the first lady, I think she's not an attractive woman.
But she was more attractive than he was.
Yeah, you have had. Yes.
I was wondering if they ever get people. I don't know if the church has a marketing team or if they have people that follow these movies and find out what kind of positive results they actually get.
Then, I don't think so. Now I think they do.
I don't know. Maybe they distribute them and then they don't get any feedback from wards or units as far as, well, is it doing any good for our people or is it just being slow and we're wasting our time?
I think that now that they've actually done, I don't have access to the numbers because I'm just a bum.
I mean, did Johnny Ringo actually present any morality message that we can carry?
Yeah, back then, I don't know. I know that now, at least I'm to understand that nowadays, maybe there's somebody here that knows more about this than I. I'm not the church media expert.
Somebody has to track it.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that if I know the church like I know the church, they're tracking it now.
Yeah.
Anyone?
That's
media people? Movie people in the back not paying attention? Do you know if they track these things now? Do you know that? Can you help me?
All this stuff is handled by correlation.
Uh-oh. Yep, they're tracking it.
So,
yeah.
I know there's a correlation spy.
There's a correlation. No, I love all church movies. I don't know. I think back in the day, now this is conjecture, so don't go and say, I learned something about church films today, because this might be a bunch of crap. But as I understand it, back then, like, the church was making, like, accessible, vaguely moral films that anybody could show. Like, for instance, Sam, you saw Cypher in the Snow in elementary school.
Yeah.
Yeah, $5.